Weiter in Shasra and Shavuot stuff. Mem hey, pick it up. Mem dalim abeis ba da ba ma da page. Last line. Shekinegdo chal shada liba shavua ketsad. Now, the next case of the Mishnah, we said, is that somebody who's chashed on a shavua, therefore got to flip it around. What are we talking about over here? And then he goes, swears, and he collects. Peep, turn the page, mem, hey. Achash was, hey, achash was, because of my shvua shav. Doesn't matter what type of shvua. We're talking about, even if it's a shvua shav, it's just like a silly shvua. Someone says something that doesn't make any sense at all. Still, what happens is he is suspected, what we call chashed, and therefore we can't use him. For a shavua, shavuas are out the window. And next, so yachin memesach bekuvia. Also, if someone says, a gambler, umalva ribis, he lends with ribis, or fricha yonim, or pigeon flyer, or soche shvias, or he lends, he's a shvias merchant, and therefore, it was right, shekinag lenish pavanota, his opponent swears, and he collects. So yishneim chashin, both of them are chashin, the chashin shvulim koma, goes back to its original place. Divir abiyosi, or mir omer, yachaloku. They go and they split whatever the claim is. Vachan vial begazu ketsad, what's the case of a storekeeper when he has his ledger? Loshi. I've written my thing, they owe me 200 zuz. Ella, right, and then so you can swear and then collect. Ella, omer lo, what happens is if somebody tells us the chemvin, the storekeeper, tain libni, sasayim chitim, give my kids, my son, my children, two sav wheat, tain lepoli selabos, give my workers a sela. In smaller change, who omer nasad, he says, I gave it, vehin omer lo natalti, and they go and they said, what do you mean? We never took anything from him. Who nishba v'notel? He goes and he swears that he delivered it, and he collects payment from the father or from the worker. V'hei nishba v'notel, and the worker swear that they didn't get anything, and they collect their money from the employer. Amar ben Nanas ketsad elu ve'elu ba'im lidei shvua shav. How can both of them come? How can both of them come to court? That's going to cause a shvua shav over here, right? If the chenveni and the workers both swear, one of them is definitely going to make a swear, a false swear. So what do we do? Who don't tell shalom a shavua? The storekeeper collects without a shavua, him don't tell shavua, and the workers get without a shavua as well. Amar lechenveni, let's say if the balabai stole the storekeepers, tain li b'dinar perus, give me a dinar's worth of perus, v'nasan lo, and he gave it to him. Amar lo, tain li oso dinar, and then the balabai says, give me that dinar. Amar lo, he says, back. Pardon, and the storekeeper goes, and he tells him, give me the dinar. He says, back to Sativ Lecha, Sativ and Puli. I gave it to you before you measured out the stuff, and you put it in your wallet over there. Yishav Abalabai, Shanos Amos. I think he swears that he gave it. Amarlo, but let's say he said, I paid you, Tainli Esaperos. If he paid first, and then he said, give me the Peros, which I paid. And Amalei says back, Nasatim l'chavalachtim l'toch beisecho. What do you mean? I gave you the fruit already, the produce, and you took it home. Yishav achenvi, then the storekeeper has to swear that he gave him the stuff, and he's off the hook. Yehuda amar kol sha'apiris b'yado, yado al elyon. Whoever has the produce, he has the upper hand, and we assume that he actually got it rightfully. And the other person, let's say I have the produce, I don't have to swear that I paid for it. And if you have it, you don't have to swear. Amar l'shulchani, let's say he goes to a money changer. It's a shulchani. Tain li b'dinar mos, give me change for a dinar. V'nasin lo, he gives it to him. Amar lo, tain li as a dinar. And he goes, give me the dinar. He says, what do you mean? Asadi l'chan, asadi ban poli. I gave it to you, put in your wallet. Shavu alabai, so alabai says, I swear they gave it. And then he's off the hook from anything else. Nasin lo, it's a dinar. If, let's say, the balabai is giving the dinar. Amar lo, tain li as a mos, give him the mos. Amar lo, he says back to him. Satim lechav, ishlachta lechisecha. You gave it to him, you threw it in your pocket, in your wallet. Yishav shulchani al shulchani has to go and swear that he gave the money, he's off the hook from anything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain derech shulchani litin iser achi yitl dinar. It's not a normal situation that a money changer is going to give, even an iser, a small amount, to someone until he takes the dinar. Therefore, in the first case, where the customer has the change, he does not have to swear that he already gave the dinar. Rabbi's argument here is the same as the argument above in reference to the chenveni. The reason Rabbi expresses differently in the two cases is that some storekeepers, they do it on credit, and therefore you couldn't say it's not common for a storekeeper to do it on credit. But with the money changer, that doesn't happen. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, this is going to be a point that we saw in the Masech Ksuvas. In other words, we know, let's say, of a divorced woman, and she pulls out her ksuba, and then she goes and she says, listen, my ex-husband, he owes me money. hey, look, I have the ksubavi, he's got to pay me. And but she admits to the fact that he did pay, though, partially. And what's the din over there? Midal Raisa, since she has the ksuba in her hand, she has the shtar saying that he owes the money, therefore he has to go ahead and pay. But Midal Rabbanan, because of the fact that she was moda to it, that makes the shtar not as strong, and for the sake that she can get it as long as she's willing to swear. Kishem Sha'amra Pogemis Ksubasa, someone who impairs the ksuba by the fact that she's moda that she got something. Lo tipar la b'shvua, she only gets it by swearing. The eid echad me'ida shipura, and that an eid echad testified against a woman that a ksuba was paid in full. Lo tipar la b'shvua, she can collect it only with a shavua. Right, right. In this case, also midaraisa, the woman would collect without a shvua, because one aid can't make a shvua on someone, nor can they stop a valid shtar from collecting. This woman has a valid ksuba. But the chachamim, they set up a shvuah upon the woman in order to set the husband's mind, you know, make him more relaxed, so he can go forward with this, like I messed over. I mean, the chasim yishubadim, the chasim yisamim, and that, let's say a woman comes to collect her ksuba from the chasim yishubadim, that were sold by the husband, or by the chasim yisamim from the orphan's property, zolti par ela b'shvuah, she comes with a shvuah, v'nefras b'shalob b'fanav, and that if she collects her ksuba not in front of her husband, right, he's out of town, he sends a get with an agent, with a shliach. Lo tipar l'b'shvua, she can collect only with a shvua that it wasn't yet paid out. V'chene yisam l'yiparu el b'shvua, orphans may collect a debt that's owed to their father only with a shvua. Right, let's say you have the creditor and the debtor, the balchov and the both of them, they end up dying, and now the yarshim come and they bring out this shtar. They want to collect the debt from this person's yarshim. They have to take a shavuah that, as far as they know, hasn't been paid yet. Shavuah, they have to swear, shelo pakatnu abba, that her father did not instruct us on the deathbed. V'lo amar lanu abba, nor did our father tell us, shelo matzinu bein shtar osav, shel abba, and tell us at any time. And we also did not find any receipt amongst his saying, shtar zepurah, that it's already paid up. Rabbi Yochanan Baroka Omer, even if the son was born after his father already died, he has to swear that he didn't find a receipt, and only then can he collect the debt. So if there's witnesses that the father said at the time of his death, this shtar is not paid up, the son can get it without a shvua. And these are ones who have to swear, even without having a claim against them. Hashutfin, partners, our recent sharecroppers, Rabbi Trappin, those who are managing someone's property. The Isha, Noses, Vanosan, as Besocha Bayis, and a woman who buys and sells his business for her husband in their house, right? They have a store for the husband or does deals with the property. Uben Bayis is someone like, you know, lives in the house over there. Like a Yarish who manages all the things of the father's dead stuff for the brothers. Amalo, if let's say someone demanded a shavuah of any of these people, they told them that ma'ata to'aneni, what claim are you coming against me? And he said back, I just want you to swear that you haven't taken any of my property. Chayv b'chayv to swear. Cholko ashutfin, the reason, if the partners or the sharecroppers, they divided this stuff, right, or let's say the patrons, they finished up their term, or the woman who was working for the husband, you know, selling stuff, got divorced, or the yarshim stopped managing for the brothers. In such a case, you're not able to go out to make them swear later without a definite claim. If there's a situation of getting them swear in another place, and Magagam will have a call, then you can go ahead and make them swear about all the other types of claims. And Shemitah cancels the Chiyav to take a Shavuah. Well, as we've seen, Shavuah likes to have doozy Mishnayas. That was a doozy right there with many stuff. Let's break it down. Here we go. We started by saying, anyone has to swear, swears it doesn't have to pay. We know where it's from. Because the Pasuk says, the owner shall accept the Shavuah and then he doesn't have to pay. The one who is maybe chayev to go and pay goes ahead and takes a shavua, and then he's off the hook. These are the people who go ahead and they swear and they collect midrabanan. Right? Then we gave a bunch of cases. Here we go. My shna sachir. What's the difference about a sachir, a hired worker, to the kinli rabbanim, the mishtab of a shakel? That the chachamim set up that he has to go to, he swears and collects from the balabais. Right? Midaraisa, only defendants swear in order to go ahead to knock off things against them. Shmuel, halachas gedolos shanukan, major halachas were taught over here. This one and other ones that are mentioned in other places, Rashi says it comes up in Kaosim Shamar Chachamim in Nizbaim Midotam Mesechah Shavuos Daf Mem Daf Beis. Oh, this is Rashi and Metzia, right? Most of Rashi. Anyway, halachos, you're calling these halachos, sounds like they're midaraisa. These are daraisa. These are derabanan. Zelaima takanis gedolos shanakan. Many takanis. Gedolos, we call them the gedolos. Chadikat katanas. That implies that there's those that are small. What are you saying? You're calling a derabanan a small thing? Ella amarav Nachman or Shmuel takanos kavuos shanukan. These were lasting takanas that were set up over here. It would have made sense for the balabais to swear, you know, to counter the challenge of this worker and get him off the hook from having to pay anything. But they uprooted from the balabais, and they put in a sacher mishum kidei chayev, because of his livelihood. Right? It says Gemara b'tamia mishum kidei chayev the sacher. It was right there because of the needs of the livelihood of this kinsin and lay the balabais. We're gonna cone it. So you're gonna give a kenas. To the balabais, right? If the employer should really have the right to swear and exempt himself from paying, why should the chum set up that for the benefit of the employee, and then let him swear that's going to mess over the employer, and have him to go ahead and make him swear? Balabais gufei, and for the Gemara, the balabais himself, nichalei de mishtabes sachir v'shakel, he's satisfied that the employee should be the one to swear and collect. In order that the workers would be willing to go ahead and hire themselves out to come work for him. If he's going to swear, and then the workers are going to lose out. Nobody's going to work for this guy anymore because he's going to mess him all over with payment. Says, come on, what do you mean? Ah, the rabbi, just the opposite. The employee is satisfied with the householder, the balabais, that he should be the one to swear and go ahead and not get paid. In order that they're going to want to be able to hire this person, he should actually get a job because they want to be able to find work. Says the Gemara. Balabais al korchi algar. A balabais, he's going to hire people because he needs things. Therefore, you're not worried about that. But the guy might end up not getting a job, except for let him swear. Right? Says Gemara, Sachir Nami al Karchim Mitzgar. What do you mean? A worker is also forced to hire himself to be able to live. What do you do now? El Abalabayas Tard Bapolavu. Abalabayas is occupied with all of his workers. He may think that he already paid a certain person and even swear to it, really didn't. So therefore, they give over the shvo to the employee to allow him to get his money with it. In fact, the Gemara, Valeis of Lei Belo Shavua, then let the balabais give the employee his payment without having to take a Shavua. For the Gemara, Kedei Lahafiz Daito Shal Balabayas. The rabbis made the guy swear in order to, you know, put his mind at ease, that he's okay. Valeis of Lei Be'edi, let's just put it to, you know, the Edom's mind at ease. Trichalei Milse. It's too much for the household, the balabais, to have to find Edom whenever he needs to go out to pay a worker. Let him be required to give the wages to the employee at the very beginning, before the work, and therefore there's no shvua needed. Shneim rotzim ba'kafa. Now they both prefer to be ba'kafa, which means on credit. As about balabayis, pa'amim she'in mitzuyis lo mos shachris. Often doesn't have the money in the beginning. Of Paul shlo yitzia mos adalay lo parnasasa. He's only going to get his money. He doesn't usually plan to spending the money until the end of the day. He doesn't want to worry about losing it when he's working, so he'd rather get it at the very end. Beep, turn the page. Mem hey amid bay. Says the Gemara. Yachi. If that's really true, and you're worried about the fact that he's preoccupied, if he cuts his time with this, he's having the same issue, even if they go ahead and they said straight up as well. If the same issue should apply, even if this little argument was the amount that they set up. Alama Tanya, why is learning a baisa uman omer shtaim katsatzili? That if the uman, the craftsman, says to the employer, you set up for me two sella. Hello, I'm looking at the lechalachas. I said only one. How much mechaver olivaraya? That the uman, who's the one who wants to get the money from his friend, it's on him, the burden of proof. Why did the chacham not allow the uman to take the shvuah and collect the amount that he said he owed? And for the gemara, no, ketzitza v'adim et kadokya lehim. The employer definitely remembers the amount of money. That people don't forget. Yachi, if that's really true, that he makes mistakes thinking that he already paid someone, so afilu avar zman unami, that should be true even after the time passed to be paid. Alam etanis, why is it learning the braisa of his man over nasan, lo nasan lo, and the worker then claims that the employer never gave it to him, or zeno nishma venotel, he doesn't swear and collect. In that case also, he shouldn't be believed that he already did it. The answer is, chazak ain't about the bias over about talin. No, the chazak that he isn't go ahead and not pay by the night, by, you know, wait for money to be paid overnight. He pays on that day. Valmer about the bias, tired of Paul of who, but you said that he's preoccupied with his workers. How can we assume that he paid them on time? That statement about the he's being preoccupied is only before the time his obligation arrives. Once the Zman to pay comes around, but he buckles down, you know, he concentrates, he remembers whether or not he has to pay or not. Once the time passes, therefore he's believed to say that he did pay what he's supposed to pay. V'chisachir over mishum bal tigzal. Would an employee transgress the issur not to steal and get double? Why should we rely on the assumption that the employer would not violate the issur of holding off on his payment? And for the Gemara, gabal balabayis, he could trick chazakas, two chazakas that he paid. Chada den balabayis over bal talin. V'chada den sachir mas shescharo. The second one, an employee doesn't postpone collecting his wages. But there's only one chazaka in reference to the employee that he wouldn't be over the sis over here, so therefore we go with the balabais. This din that a worker can swear and collect his wages is only a reference to the employer hired him in front of Adim. There are witnesses here. Because he could say, like, I never hired you at all. And we would believe him. Yachalom elos chartichav and satil haschercha. I rented you out. I hired you, and I paid you. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Yishar v'chenam Rabbi Yochanan. Yep, that's good. What you're saying, unless Rabbi Yochanan said this. V'chal to pugle Rishakas. You're saying the Rishakas is arguing this, right? Yigad Army. Some say that Mishta Havashasi Le Rishakas was drinking water when he said this din over here. V'shasik Le, and that's why he was quiet over here. Maybe he would argue with him. Maybe not. Some say Mishav Ishayilei Vishasiklei. Rishakas would wait for Rav Yochanan to finish his whole shiur, and therefore, and even if he argued with him, he still stayed quiet until he was told the end. Till the end. So we don't have a raya here. Itmai Nami Amar Mashia Minashia by Zvid Amar Rav Lo Shana Lishchar Beidam. This is the only time when he hired him with Edom. Of Shchar Shal Beidam. It was Yachalom Lo Shchartich Meolam. Yachalom Lo Shchartich Benasati Lecha Shchercha. Amar Rabbi Rami Bar Chama, Kama Ba'al Yehoshmai. How amazing is this teaching? Amar Rava, Maya Malusa. What's so great about it? Imkain, if it's true that when a litigant would have been believed without a shvua, if he denied the very basis of the claim, he's also believed with a shvua if he concedes that the claim had a basis but said that it has already been taken care of. Shvua Shomim Dechai Vachamana Heichim Mishkachasla. How are you going to find a case which a shvua Shomim, that the Torah puts on a shomer who says that a deposit was lost, right, through some sort of ones? According to your logic, we could just say to him, this never happened in the first place. He never left anything, but he would have been believed. So you could also say it was an ones, therefore it should be believed. We shouldn't have a case where we have to take a geshvua, but the Torah says he has to take a geshvua. The Gemara, the Afkel of Edom, the talking about the case of here, where he did it with Edom, and therefore he couldn't have denied it in the first place. But since he could have said to him, I already returned it to you, and then we would believe that a shvua, Yochalom and Lo Nancy. He also said that Nancy, that it was Ones. The Gemara, the Afkel of Shtar, no, it was done with a shtar, which he held on to, and since he still had the shtar, it wouldn't be believed that he returned it. Therefore, if he claims that he was an Ones, you don't have to get shvuah. Mechal the Rav Sfir lehu mafkid is chaver beidim. That must imply the Mucham and Ravo or the opinion of someone left over and left an object with somebody. When there's eidim, ain't tzarich lachzir lo beidim. It doesn't have to return to him with eidim. He's believed to say that he returned it, even if he doesn't have eidim. Bishtar, but the bishtar tzarich lachzir lo beidim. You have to do it with eidim. If he says that he returned it, but it's unable to bring the eidim, he's not believed. Kari Rami Bar Chama Leid Rav Sheshes. He said these psukim on him. Vayasim David es hadavar ma'ela belavavo. David placed these words in his heart. Right, Rashi explains that Rav Sheshes took the previous ruling to heart, and he really worked hard to find a brisa that would explain this accuracy. The Ashkhi Rav Sheshes Rav Shmuel, when he met him, Amalei, he says to him, Tani Mar Mide Besachir. Did you learn anything concerning a worker who was hired, who said he, that he wasn't paid? Amalei in. Tanina, yeah, we learned to the Baisa. Sachir Bizmanov, a hired worker claims that his payment during its time when it's due, Nishvaloti can swear and he can collect it. Ketzad, under what case? Bizmach Armalo, Schartani Vilon Sati Lischari. You hired me, but you didn't pay me. Follow me, Lumen says Schartichum Sati Lischarecha. No, I hired you and I paid you. Aval, Amar lo, but if the worker said to him, Shtayim Katzatzili, that you gave me, you know, we said it was going to be two sela. Aval Amar lo, it says, look at Tzachalecha, says, no, I'm a Zuchavir, a Raya. So wants to take it from his friend, it's on him to bring a Raya. Hami the Sefer, but Raya. Now, since the Sefer is talking about a Raya, Havi Resha below Raya. Must be the Resha is talking about where there's no Raya, where there's no, you don't need it. The worker can swear and collect it without bringing a Raya. Which goes against Rav and Shmuel, that a worker is only believed to swear if he was hired with his Edom, he was saying without Edom. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, peep, turn the page. Mem Vav, Reish of Seifa, Biraya. Both in the first and the second case, Reish and the Seifa, it's got to bring a Raya, but the Bryce has said, only the second one, Mishum, why do you say it? Raya de Lashalim Katani, Raya de Shvolo Katani. Mentioned only a Raya that is going to be Mechai of the employer to pay, Raya de Shvolo Katani, but doesn't mention a Raya that will just make him to bring a Shavua. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.